You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We can put all the specifics, you know, sent home, whatever, non-paid leave, blah, blah, blah. He's on leave in a gambling probe. What the heck is that all about, Andy? I mean, come on, man.
Well, I mean, when one of your teammates is already, I mean, there was no reason to go fishing, and then Major League Baseball went fishing when they found one of your teammates doing this, and now all of a sudden you're looking at the whole lake.
He's right? Also on leave through August 31st, according to Zach Meisel. Through August 31st. And Zach's going to be with us tomorrow, is he not, Dano? Zach from The Athletic is going to join us tomorrow. But CBS regurgitating a story from Zach Meisel in The Athletic, on paid leave through August 31st. I'm sorry. This is just this is one guy. It's like, oh, what a doof. Two guys, do you have an internal problem here? Luis Ortiz, already happened. Now Emmanuel Clase. We can sit here and speculate till the cows come home, and we're not going to do that because speculation.
We just don't know. I mean, right. We just know there's an investigation. That's
right. And he's been placed on leave.
At least, and now we're saying at least until August 31st?
That's what it says here, according to Zach, through CBS. So through August 31st. That means you do not have one of the best closers in the game for a month while you're in a pennant race. It also means this, Andy. You lost your biggest trade chip. The trade deadline is Thursday. Does this make you panic and make you go out and do something that you wouldn't have done 2 hours ago? Or does this make you stay the course? And, okay, well, Cade, you're the closer now. Or Hunter, you're the closer now. I would assume it's Cade Smith. And let's go. And maybe you look for a bat in AAA. Is Kafis ready to go? Who knows? Delauder's not. He's out 6 to 8 weeks with an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back from surgery. If you're the Guardians, what do you do now?
Let me backtrack here. So if he's on paid leave, could the Guardians still trade him? By the way, if you were a team on the other side, would you take him?
No.
No. So
why would you? You don't know what the extent of the problem could be.
And then the next question would be, okay, let's just say he's cleared. Okay, let's go that route. Just say he is, and then CBS is saying that he is suspended at least until August 31st.
Yes.
And that's the day in any typical season, any player, according to MLB, on any typical season, any player who's on the 40-man or 60-day injured list as of 11:59 p.m. on August 31st is eligible for the postseason. Let's just say that they somehow, some way figured out their way to get back in the postseason. would he be eligible for the postseason? I'm assuming he comes off the 31st.
Well, you're assuming that.
No, I'm just saying if it's through the 31st, that would mean he may not even be eligible for the postseason.
Well, if he's reinstated after the 31st, he would be. But they're investigating. What if they find things they don't like?
In a typical season, let's say they don't find anything. Any player who is on the 40, so he's still on the 40 man and the injured list. Okay. I'm just kind of, look, I mean, this is all just kind of coming in.
Yep.
And I'm still trying to figure out, how does this happen? I mean, I know how.
By people making really stupid decisions.
If that's what he did,
that's how this happens.
Let's be cool about
it. If the allegations are true.
Yeah.
If they find something, let's put it that way. They obviously found something. Otherwise, you're not sending a guy home for a month in a pennant race, are you?
No.
Josh is in Edgewater. Hi, Josh. How's the beach?
Oh, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking the call. So I'll get right to it. How much do we got to pay these guys to stop betting on themselves? I just don't understand what the temptation is, where it's coming from. Like, how much are these guys getting paid? You know, I mean, obviously it's just speculation now, but if anything comes back...
There's more than speculation because they did suspend him.
So I just don't understand.
Excuse me, send him home on non-disciplinary leave. Okay, there.
So what's the attraction to these guys? I mean, there's no
money.
Way they're getting... But how much money would you have to pay?
I don't know. That's a great question. How much money?
I'm on a men's softball league. I pay $500 to play, and I wouldn't throw one of my games for $10,000 on a league that I pay for. I just don't.
Here's the thing. You never know what's going on there, and I don't want to speculate on anything, Josh, but money is a really powerful motivator. And remember when with Clase's contract and everybody thought, boy, that's a real team-friendly contract. The word was that he wanted to take care of his family.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Remember? So
yeah.
He signed because with his situation, of guaranteed money was a way to go. Well, who knows?
I mean, I can understand the excitement side of things, too. But how many people are going to these games? He's got 10,000 people going crazy for him when he walks out of that tunnel. I just don't get what the attraction is, from the betting standpoint, if you're a professional player. And that just goes for anybody. It just sucks that it's in our organization currently. But I really just don't get it from, bird's eye view.
All right, Josh, thank you very much. And it's happened twice in the organization. There's the catch. Robert's in Parma. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
Pitchers aside, basketball players aside, it's just too darn easy to bet. It's too easy to bet on your phone. It's too easy to have your buddy do it on their phone, whatever. It's so accessible for these guys, and I think if you trim down the accessibility, you see less of these issues in sports. You know what I mean? You open up the app on your phone, and that's it.
We just don't – like.
So
here's the problem I have. Like, who knows who was betting before? Who knows who was betting before? And now what happened was we opened up the window on this thing. So yeah. that because the window became legalized, now they're looking, and maybe they're even looking even harder than they were before. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, but I think the opportunity to do so there as well. When were we looking at, you know, the first pitch of the third inning before of what that's going to be, a ball or a strike? We weren't. We just weren't as a I think the market has expanded.
Okay, that's fair. I'll agree with that. The market has expanded. I agree with that.
And it makes it more accessible.
I'm sure that as long as there is action in any situation over the last, since the first bet was ever made, people have always found a way to bet on something. So,
but you're right. More accessible.
You're 100% right. It is way more accessible than it ever was in our lifetime. You're right. I don't disagree with that.
So, all right. Take care, guys.
All right, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
You know, just to point out facts here, remember in 2020, Class A was suspended for the whole year for PED suspension. Performance-enhancing drugs. Tom's in Mentor. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it was the last caller saying, why would these guys do something this stupid? But in theory, a lot of these guys, they come from poor backgrounds. You know, they lived in, like, Dominican Republic. I don't know where Klossy came from. I'm just assuming that he came probably somewhere poor or whatever.
And he's also from the Dominican.
Yeah, and their posse, they, you know, keep those guys going or whatever. They said, well, sure, I'll throw the first pitch in the top of the ninth or bottom of the ninth. It's going to be a ball. It's going to be off the plate. You know, call a ball and bet, you know, $500, whatever. I'm sure they don't really need the money, but I'm sure their posse needs the money. And I think.
Tom, you broke up on us. Tom, you still there? All right. Tom, thank you very much. Appreciate you being with us for the moments that you were. Alex is in Norwalk. Don't forget Kevin Stefanski press conference in about 18 minutes. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Oh, we're depressed all of a sudden.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's this new thing. You know, it's tough because I believe this now really takes, it's a huge mindset shift just for the front office, but I think just in the clubhouse as well. I think you're now almost forced into a selling situation because, you know, Class A's out at least till the end of August, and honestly, more than likely, it's going to be longer. But with that being said, I mean, you probably got to look to AAA to try to find a bat, and then, try to depart from Santana as well. I mean, I think that should have been done. Personally, because I think he's blocking Manzardo, but that's besides the point. I mean, this news is just extremely troubling, to say the least. And you know, obviously they're investigating it. There's no confirmation of anything, but
I mean, there's enough to send a guy home for a month, right, Alex?
Right, precisely. I mean, if there's enough to do that, then
in season,
you know, there's clearly something going on.
Yep.
Which is very unfortunate, especially with the season Class A's had. I know he started out rough, but man, he's really starting to look good. Obviously not. I mean, yesterday was an exception, but other than that, he was looking good. And it's tough because this team was really starting to, you know, turn it on and be really trying to make a push here. But without the, you know, one of the best closers in the game, if not the best closer in the game, it's going to be very difficult.
Alex, thank you very much. And see, that's, for instance, just an announcement like this and a discipline like this made us think, because we all looked at each other and went, wow, he sure had a terrible beginning of the season, didn't he? And that's not fair. But immediately when you hear this, you think, well, wait a minute, is that what was going on? Just received a text from a buddy. Is this tied to the Ortiz thing? You would think so, wouldn't you?
I would think so. If they were investigating,
it's too weird that two guys from the same team who play the same position end up having the same disciplinary action in the same season. In season. Isn't that weird? I don't believe in weird, and I don't believe in coincidence. Well, weird, yes. Coincidence, no. I doubt it's a coincidence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.